Saratoga Arts presents First Night 2017, A Night of Magic, on Saturday, December 31st, 2016. That's how that New Year's Eve thing works. 6 p.m. to midnight. As one of the oldest and largest First Night celebrations in the country, First Night presents over 70 regional and touring performing groups in 30 venues throughout historic downtown Saratoga Springs. Starting with the 5K road race at Skidmore College at 5:30, culminating with the fireworks in Congress Park at midnight, and packed full of live music, dance, and comedy. Here to tell us more, we welcome Alex Jones, director of First Night Saratoga, with Saratoga Arts and First Night headliners Cersei, the rock and roll duo made up of Melanie Kramer and Rich Labuti, and we welcome all of you to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you on the program. First, I wish you a happy new year, and glad that you're going to be doing this again to help us all celebrate what hopes to be a good year in 2017. Oh, God, I hope it's a good year. Alex, tell us how you put all of this together and the fact that this event, you know, in many cases, started at all for First Nights.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big project to put together, and it's not just me. I have to say, we have over 150 volunteers and our awesome team at Saratoga Arts. We work pretty much 9 months out of the year getting this going, you know, from the sponsorships to getting the volunteers on board to contracting the artists. It's a lot of fun if you like that sort of thing, which I do.
And the idea, I assume, every year is to make it a little bit tighter and a little bit bigger? Is that sort of what you looked for?
That's what I look for as producer of the event, for sure. I mean, I think the idea is to find out what audiences really liked in years past and then give them more of that in the future. So it's always an evolving program.
Okay, so if we look snapshot this year's event, what do people like?
Well, I'll have to snapshot last year's event to say they liked the magic, hence the theme, A Night of Magic. They really were into the hypnotist. They liked the magician that we had up. So this year we have a world-class mentalist, not to be confused with magician.
Right.
Somebody who doesn't do the tricks, but who can sort of read your body language and therefore can read your mind in a way. And then we, of course, have the magicians for the kids as well. But not just magic. We also have dance and comedy. You know, things that are beyond music. People liked a little bit more variety in their acts. And then, of course, we're bringing back some musical favorites, which includes Cersei. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, we'll talk to Cersei in a second. I am curious, though, because having been to this event a couple of times, it's fascinating to me of how much you really can get in an evening, the way you plan it. So you keep that in mind of that people can go to one thing, get to the other thing, and pretty much get a lot of traction out of their button, which we'll get to in a moment.
Absolutely. It's the biggest bang for your buck on New Year's Eve. I mean, the way First Night works is that starting at 6 p.m., when the entertainment starts in the downtown venues, we have over 70 different performing acts, and they rotate on the hour, every hour. So you can plan your itinerary. You only have so many hours between 6 p.m. and midnight, and you can see a different group every single hour and not even scratch the surface in terms of what we have going on. So you should check out the schedule, plan your itinerary in advance, so that you really know where you're going. You can hit everything.
And the button is the key, right? The button will get you into everything that you need to get into.
The button is your ticket, yes. If you get a button and you wear it on your jacket, it's all access to everything, except, of course, the 5K road race. You need to register for that in advance.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can do it,
though. I'm not going to do that. So the button you can get where?
The button you can get all over the place. Online, you go to our website at saratoga-arts.org. You can buy it in our actual gallery at Saratoga Arts. On the night of, you can buy it at the City Center or at the Lake Avenue School. But they're also for sale at Price Shoppers all around, at Stewart's Shop, Adirondack Trusts. A bunch of the hotels are selling buttons. I mean, they are all over the downtown district, and you can find a list of all those places on our website as well.
Melanie and Rich are here from Cersei, and you have been a part of this event for many years.
We have for a few years.
Yeah, it'd be our third or fourth year.
This is our first year playing on the main stage, so we're very excited about that.
So what can you tell us about your experience and doing this in the crowds and obviously why you keep coming back?
I for me personally, I can tell you that this is one of my favorite shows that I play all year, and we play a lot of shows. We do about 250 shows a year, so this is one of our all-time favorites.
Yep.
The crowd comes in wanting to hear music. they're coming in wanting to listen and have a good time and experience a night with you. And that's not always the case when you're a band performing on New Year's Eve.
Especially on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. So it's really cool. We do a lot of our original music. You know, we'll throw in a couple of songs that we haven't written, but we'll be doing mostly original music and people will soak it right in. And that's just the best experience as a songwriter and a performer to play for a crowd like that.
Rich, how would you, for those who are not familiar with the group, how would you describe your sound and what you do?
It's pretty much the most awesome thing you would ever allow into your ears, I think, at any time.
I think that goes without saying. Sure.
We have some kind of tagline. It's like soulful indie pop.
No, that's not it.
Rock.
Rock and soul with just the right amount of sass.
Oh, there
How's
it is.
That?
Sass.
I don't think any tagline Sassery. Has the word sort of. Yeah. By the way. sort of.
My job basically is to do what Melanie tells me. So that's what.
And play the guitar.
And play the guitar, yes.
So it seems that this is like when we write grants, you know, you try to make it as vague as possible so you can pretty much do whatever you want to do. Right?
Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're allowed
broad
that.
Spectrum. And we do cover a wide range of motions and styles throughout a show.
And we're a family-friendly act, so, I mean, that works well with first night. It's really cool for us to see. Like, in the first set, we usually play, the way that Alex has the schedule, the bands will rotate. So we'll do two sets, but they won't be back-to-back. So we'll do an early set, and then we'll do a late set. And in the early set, it's pretty cool to see the kids, like, they have, like, a dance
get
pit
down
in the
on
front.
The dance floor. Yeah.
Oh, that's
they
fun.
Are dancing like that's it great. Is the last day on Earth.
That's
and,
great.
It's pretty
and there's
fun.
Like, there's, you know, an age range of 8 to 80 at this event, which is also a really cool thing.
Yeah,
for us.
It's really cool.
Yeah, and I should say something about that. You know, GE Kids in Free Days is sponsoring free buttons for kids age 12 and under. So really the turnout is large for kids at the early part in the evening.
Yes.
And in the main stage, as they were saying, it rotates on the hour. So we have the Figs up first, and then Circe, and then Wild Adriatic, and
yes.
then that repeats again in the second half.
Yes.
So let me ask somewhat of a diagnostic question, but that is, do you know, I was just curious when you just said that obviously the kids would be there toward the beginning of the evening, mm-hmm. and not, maybe not so that way. Do most of the people who come, are they local, or do people come from all over? What do you know about the demographics?
Well, you know, I just, our executive director just pulled down sort of a button spreadsheet from the people who have bought online so far, and you have people from Canada, you have people from England, you have people from all over this region, but then also, I think there were 13 different states on that list that he sent me right
wow.
now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
So that's exciting. So people coming in and not only getting to experience the entertainment, but to experience the town.
Downtown. I mean, the town comes alive. You know, we have some entertainment that is also on the streets, our window artists. You know, we have alpacas. We have a brass band in front of Saratoga
they
Arts.
They put on a great show,
yeah,
those
they
alpacas.
Do. They're great. And they insist on having artist passes, too, for each alpaca.
If you could get the alpacas to do a magic show, that would be
awesome.
Have the mentalists work with the alpacas. Right.
But, you know, the vendors are out, and it's a great time. Just even to go downtown and catch one or two acts and then grab a nice dinner. I mean, it really is great to be in downtown Saratoga on this night.
Very, very fun. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the music aspect of this, because it is a big part of it. So give us an overview of what will be on stages.
Well, I mean, we have so many different genres coming. So on the WEXT stage, we have the Living Roots Trio, and we have Darling Valley, and we have Ramblin' Jug Stompers. And those are local 518 favorites. And then moving upstairs in the city center is a dance hall. So we have Alex Torres and his Latin Orchestra, super popular dance band, and Nitro Jive for swing. And we also have Saratoga Savoy, who's going to be emceeing that venue with a troupe of dancers that are going to help get people up and learn some fun moves. That's for you, Joe. I see you looking at me.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Nitro Jive, I'm in.
Yeah.
Wait, go ahead.
And then downtown at the NBT Bank, we have Hot Club of Saratoga and the Nisky Disky Cats. And then we have sort of a millennial venue where we're going to have Benjamin John and Shane Guerrette and Ariana Stewart and Maddie Hicks. They're young, up-and-coming high schoolers and, you know, early college kids. So all over the place, really.
And what you realize when you're doing this is how much you can get in a couple of hours. And you show up at 6 o'clock, you can get in a lot in just a few hours.
You can, and you don't have to stay in one place for the entire hour.
Not
you
at
can
all.
Go catch a couple songs and then, you know, walk right down the street to the next space. All the venues are within easy walking distance of each other. The weather's supposed to be nice. But if for whatever reason you want to catch a bus, CGTA is sponsoring our event, so it's free bus service on the downtown loop.
And you have a great opportunity to kind of check in, check out, do as much or as little as you want to do, and that's very nice.
Absolutely, it's very free form.
For the two of you, do you perform once or do you perform a couple of times?
We perform twice.
Twice. Yeah. So there's two opportunities that people want to catch.
Yes. Yeah, we do an early set and a late set, and you know the vibe is a little bit different for both of them, which is kind of cool. It's like two separate shows, which is neat.
And then do you actually then get to enjoy the evening?
And then we usually, yes. We'll most likely be hanging out listening to The Figs and Wild Adriatic because we love both of those bands.
Sure.
So we will definitely be listening to those guys with whom we are sharing a stage.
And then it all ends with the fireworks, which are beautiful, absolutely gorgeous, right in Congress Park. And it's a really neat show. It's a very intimate fireworks show, if there is such a thing. But you seem to pull that off.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that. It's actually one of the larger shows that you put on around here. And it feels intimate because people can sort of hem in on all four sides of the park. So
right.
You have a good view pretty much from anywhere you are in downtown Saratoga. Even for me, walking the streets, closing up venues at night, so I can see the reflection of the fireworks in the windows all across Broadway. It's really beautiful. It's about a 15-minute show. You know, we have music. The brass band is going to lead us into the countdown. And it's a fun, great way to end the night.
Beautiful, beautiful way. And will the carousel be running?
The carousel is not going to be running during the fireworks because that's sort of where we set up our speaker, and Empire Broadcasting is going to lead
right.
us in.
No, that would be unsafe. But for the evening, you can go to... but during the evening, you can go on the carousel.
You can go on the carousel, yep, until probably
right.
about 6 p.m.
Yeah. until the explosions start, and then maybe it's a good idea to get off the horse. Well, that sounds like a terrific evening. For people planning, any guidance as to how to make a good schedule, a good plan?
I think that people should go on our website, and the schedule, you can download it and print off a copy, or you can find a program booklet pretty much anywhere downtown, lying around in most coffee shops or places where you would pick up such things, and go through, circle what you want to hit with a pencil. You know, do it with your family. Find your kids and figure out what they want to see, and then, you know, sort of follow that. I think that's the best way. Do it in writing, and
right.
you remember it.
Do it in writing, and then it's down there for all of eternity. Alex Jones is director of First Night Saratoga, and we've also been talking to Circe, Melanie Kramer, and Rich Labuti. Saratoga Arts presents First Night 2017, The Night of Magic, on Saturday, December 31st at 6 to midnight. And you can find out more information by going to our website, which will have a link to this conversation, and not only that, but to First Night Saratoga as well. Alex and Melanie, Rich, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks
best
for having
of luck
us,
to you.
Yeah.
Have a beautiful time and a happy, happy new year to all
thank
of you.
Thank you.
Happy new year
happy
to
new
you.
Year.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.